Our Jack Knights Locker Room chat here continues on 103.9 KNZ, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, now joined alongside by Brett Blattner. This Locker Room chat's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. It's been a pair of games since the last time we talked, Coach. A loss against the Riverside Cyclones and as well to the Oskaloosa Bears, two Northeast Kansas League teams. Of course, you got one more league team here tonight against the Riverside Cyclones, right all before the Thunder Classic. But before we talk all about that, let's talk about your last couple of games. Coach, what can you tell me about these last contests for you and your unit?
Yeah, it's certainly been a tough stretch for us, not only playing, you know, majority road games, you know, traveling to Troy before this segment of games we were talking about, and then traveling to Riverside, to Oskaloosa, and then we head to the midseason tournament. So we've been on the road a lot for some high-quality teams, some upper-half teams within an NEKL, and that certainly put some challenges for us. And as far as Riverside is concerned, we dug ourselves a hole pretty early, whether that be shots at the rim, shots from deep. We were creating the openings. The openings were to be had. We just weren't knocking down shots. And, you know, we're going to continue to get in the gym, work on, you know, catching at game speed, shooting shots at game speed, and working on catching the ball in the right areas. And hopefully that'll, you know, flip things around and be able to hit shots more consistently. And, yeah, like I said, Riverside jumped us pretty quick. That game got out of hand pretty quickly. But I was happy headed into Oskaloosa this past Tuesday how the boys responded. You know, you get compliments from, you know, refs every now and then, and I was happy to hear that after the game the reffing crew approached us and said, you know, no doubt about it, your guys play hard, and they didn't give up, and they worked really hard while they were on the floor. So that's always nice to see, nice to hear, and I thought our defensive effort improved. And offensively, I thought there was improvement in our ball movement. And right now, like I said, just similar to the Riverside game and similar to a few games of the past, we're just working on hopefully hitting more shots. And we're getting the guys in the right position, and historically we have guys that are in those positions that can knock down and make those shots. So we're hoping as we go through the midseason tournament here and there on, we're getting those game legs underneath us, and we can turn the corner with that.
Well, upcoming here, you have the Thunder Classic next week. You'll take on Rock Creek on Tuesday, but also Riverside tonight, a flip from last week. You played them just a week ago. So what are going to be some keys to this matchup tonight against Riverside, and what are some expectations leaning into this Thunder Classic?
Yeah, we're going to have to make a few adjustments for Riverside because they put together a good game plan. The last Friday we played them and, like I said, jumped us pretty early and put the game away pretty quickly. We'll make those adjustments and hopefully play hard, and it'll be nice to be on our home floor again with some familiarity and comfortability with that. So we're going to put our best effort out there this tonight versus Riverside and do our best with that game plan and that scout. And then we flip our attention, you know, to the midseason tournament, as you mentioned. And, you know, we go to this midseason tournament in order to see what's out there, see the best, play some of the best teams in the area to hopefully rise to that level, play at their speed, and be able to compete to a high level versus them. So when we come back into our league, we're ready to go, and we've seen the best there is to offer. So I'm excited for the challenge ahead for the boys of not only Riverside tonight and getting a rematch in that respect, but, you know, going to the midseason tournament, competing against the best, and then hopefully swinging that into the back half of the season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck on your game tonight against Riverside Cyclones and next week in the Thunder Classic.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Crennan.
That was head coach Brett Plattner for the Jackson Heights Cobras. The Jackson Heights Cobras tonight take on the Riverside Cyclones, and next Tuesday they'll take on the Rock Creek Mustangs.